Okay, from what I understand, we're up to Chafa Mebeis and Erchin. The Gemara, towards the end of the Gemara is Machalik. How far did his Rashiva get? Does he go through the Gemara or just goes through the Indian? He what? Okay, so the Gemara at the bottom, the Gemara says, the Amar Yakta Shola Dama, V'sefet Dekarmel L'Kashiyavu, the Gemara makes an Akimta in the Gemara, V'sefet Dekarmel L'Kashiyavu Dama Yakta Yishu. It says that when I convert it into cash, then I'll be Makdash. Frekta Mar Akasha. Basically, V'ainon Makdash Dovashol Obali Olam. The Gemara borrows a term, L'Gabi Kinyanim, we have a rule in Kinyanim, Ainon Makna Dovashol Obali Olam. The Gemara borrows a similar concept, and equates it to hekdesh, just like a person cannot be makne davashol bali olam, a person not able to be makdesh davashol bali olam. Ikadamri. So, amalei rav popla abai v'amalei rami barchomalei rav chista. Kiman, krim meyer, da'amar adam makdesh davashol bali olam. The Gemara says, is this whole sugya going according to the shittas rav meyer? Rav meyer is the tana that holds one can be makdesh davashol bali olam. Amalei v'ala kiman. So he says, who else is it? Obviously, the sugya is going according to the man da'amar. If I don't yet have the dhamim yet, I have not converted the animal to dhamim, and I want to be makdish to dhamim after I convert the animal to dhamim, I sell it. So that would be a case of adam makdish davashol bali olam. So the Shiva, a number of years back, gave shir on a Rambam. The Rambam, and it's interesting, we'll see how the Rishonim use maisim in the Tanakh to be able to prove halacha, in which you have a Yerushalmi that brings en lemeidim min a So it's not really a garata. It's really a maisa shahaya. And we have two maisa shahayas that we have to deal with, and we'll see how they come about. One is how Yaakov Avinu sold the Bechaira, because the Bechaira L'Chaira is a Davashol Bali Olam. And additionally, the source of maisa k'safin is Yaakov Avinu says, V'chol asher titen li asir asirenu lach. Anything that you're going to give to me, I'll be ma'asirit. The Rambam learns from here that even though a person cannot be makdish davashol bali olam, and we for now are going to equate hekdish and staka, he says, but the nedus chal. Because, according to the Baal HaTurim, that's the source. There's a machlekes in the achroinim as to the whole source of maaser k'safim. Some learn it from a sifri that the pasuk says, aser to aser. So the sifri says that the extra aser to aser is to even to be maiser k'safin. Some learn that it's a derabonin. Some learn it's a minig, and the minig dates back as far as either last week's parsha, Avram Avinu, v'yitin lo maiser mikol, not in Lech Lecha, that Yaakov Avram gave maiser to Malki Tzedek, or it dates back to Yaakov Avinu. V'chol asher titen li asir asimen aloch. But on that, the Rambam is machadish, that even though Yaakov doesn't have a penny, he was penniless. Yaakov was totally penniless. But he makes a nedava. It's chal. This concept of making penniless and being mocked the davashol bali olam. Tosfos points out a similar thing. Tosfos in Ksubas points out, he goes, let's be honest. Every single chassan, when he sits down to write a ksuba, he's being meshabed himself on money that he doesn't have. Let's be honest. Tosfos talks about it, he goes, the lashon of Tosfos, you see how things didn't change. Tosfos says, Avu b'she'en ha'maklum davashol olam, mekol makom, he says like this, now that we write this large Tosefik suba, mea litrin, Avu b'she'en lo shavar pruta, even though the chas is penniless. See, they didn't have a job before they got married then either. They were penniless. He goes, how can you write a suba and say, I'm a shavar myself to do this, and Lamais is, he doesn't have a penny to his name. This is Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos is machalik. Tosfos says like this. He says, there's a chiv haguf and a chiv mam. He says, I'm a chayv myself. So Tosfos says, Abisha, mekoma adam mishabed avashol bali olam, kim dechsev vidu asarana. He says, kim shon is chayv, hainu davashol bali olam, where is it? Veishu demetzir kein zeh, and he brings down that Abisha enar makl shum nechasim el meshabed gufo lizachov meata lekushayelo nechasim chal shibuda meata veinza kinin dvarim ba'alma. So he brings a raya. He says that I can be mechayev my guf, and my guf is ba'olam. That's basically the Bali Tosfos. It's a fascinating. The end of the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam has a different pshat. Listen to Rabbeinu Tam. And halacha l'maaseh, this has major ramifications. Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a different teretz. Out b'she anu yoidin. Harry, he says, what do you mean? The chosim, when he wrote it, is moedin that he has in the chosim. He's saying he has the nechosim. And va'af opi shanu yoidin she'en lo. I know he's lying. Everybody knows. Everybody in the room knows he's lying. He says, Hados baldin kamei edim dami. The lemais is, he's saying he has it. We all think he doesn't have it. But he's claiming he has it. He signed on the document. He says, Imitam z'arun rabbeinu tam, shebekoysim barashos v'knesi lo arba amas karka b'chatzer. We're writing our show, we're writing a prosbul, we talk about people owning karka. They might not own karka. He says, why? Kivin shem yesh lo hodos baden kamei edim dami. So Rabbeinu Tam is an unbelievable chiddush that I know I'm lying, you know I'm lying, we all know I'm lying, but if I write in the shtar X, Y, and Z, I made a hagodas edus, I'm chayv. It's a very big chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. But basically you see this concept of adam mak and davar shalom bali olam. Rabbeinu Tam and the Bali Tosa were bothered how you deal with that in reference to a chosin v'kala. That lemais is you're being mak and davar shalom bali olam. The Rambam's chiddush, at first glance, the Rambam's machadish, that even though we say ein on a makna davar shalom bali olam, but if a person goes ahead and takes a ned, the ned is chal. Now we'll see there are two ways in the Rishonim to understand this. The Rambam's gather in the Rishonim is, when I take the neder, I'm chayv mitam neder. The neder's machayv me. Now, not that the kinyan works, but the Rambam says, when you take a neder, sirin melo, it's like we sit in this Bali Tois, I'm a chayv maguf. You have no kinyan in me, but I'm able to be machayv myself to do many things. So I'm machayv myself to give it. That was the way the Rambam understands it. The Rosh, on the other hand, says like this. The Rosh says, no, it's chal. That we say, ein on a makna davar shalom bali olam, or ein on a makna davar shalom bali olam, that's only when you don't take a shvua. But if you take a shvua, then it works. We have general rules. The rule is, ein on a makna, ein on a makna. But the Rosh says, we come in, we say, new rules. If you take a shvu, it's chal. So what's the pshat in the Rosh? I believe the pshat in the Rosh is like this. Is, if you remember, I remember when I was a kid, you know, in this crowd, when I'm in yeshiva, when I say I was a kid, so the guys looking at me go, oh, that was like in the 18th century. Now, at least here, I'm dealing with peers of my age, or I could say when we were kids. So there was a case with baby Mary M. Whitmore. If you remember the case, there was a woman who carried, it was one of the first surrogate mothers. And what happened was, they wrote a shtar that she has no visitation rights. Absolutely no visitation rights. And when the baby was born, she chopped the baby and ran away. And she kept it, and it was fought in court for 2 years. Even though they had an extremely strong contract that she waived. And I think in the end decision is she lost custody to the other family, but she retained visitation rights. Her claim was as such. Her claim was, I can't be makna something that I have no way to truly appreciate what I'm being makna. She said, you're right, I wrote that contract. But if a person's insane when they write a contract, the contract's not binding. A person has to be of sound mind. She says, I couldn't create a sound mind on this kinyan. She didn't use kinyan, but basically, in this contract, there's no way that I can, a proper mindset, actually make such a kinyan. There's no way for a mother to fathom the relationship she feels to that child till she actually carries a child. So therefore, she wanted to void the contract. That was her argument. The emes is, I said, wow, that's beautiful. She's mechaven to the Shita Mikubetzis in Baba Basra, which quotes the Rashi, the Rosh. The Lashon in the Shita is Lo Gomro Makne. Or you have a Lashon that the Nemuka Yosef has, Lo Somcha Daitum. There's a lack. There's a lack of true Yishuv Adas. If that's the explanation of the chisaron of Ein Adam Makan Davar Shelo Bali Olam, then we now understand the Rush. The Rush walks in and says, okay, that's 90% of the time. But if I convene a Bezdin, and I say, Hineni Muchan Umazumin, I'm going to make a Shavua, so then Shavua, there's sets of rules, which is, okay, you change him, so go be Shailan the Nether. But Shavua itself moves my Gemiras Das up to the next level. It moves it up. It changes. So in comes the Rush. It says, since I understand that the Chisaron that Arsuya is talking about, in terms of Davar Shelo Bali Olam, the nature of the Chisaron is a lack of Gemiras Das, if it's a lack of Gemiras Das, I can facilitate Gemiras Das in different fashions. How will I facilitate Gemiras Das? With a Shavua. That based on a Shavua, one can go ahead and create Gemiras Das. So in Memela, that's the chiluk that according to the Rush. So the Rambam sheet is that the nether works. The Rush's Shavua is, the Rush's gather is that you learn out that, it, can I have a chumash also again? That you learn out, oh, here it is. That basically you can make a kinyan through the process of Shavua. And once a person makes a Shavua, so in Memela, a person can make the kinyan. The Maisa, what's the Raya? Once again, a different Tivrei Agadita. The Rush's Raya is from the Mechiras HaBechorah. That, what happened? So, Yaakov goes ahead and gives the what? I think it's Lamed Beis. So where is it? So Yaakov went ahead and bought the Bechorah, but he bought the Bechorah and he makes him make a Shavua at the end. What's the lesson? That what? He's Shavali. So he made a Shavua and in the middle of the Mechira works. So that's how the Rush brings a Raya. The Rush's Raya is that by the fact that Yaakov, how did Yaakov get the Kinyan? Yaakov got the Kinyan from the Mechira's Bechorah. I just want to find the lesson. It's interesting. This, but the emesis, you can argue and say it's not a raya. Why? How the mice is like this. Here, because the pasuk says afterwards, and this interesting shaila, the Yom Yaakov Yishavli Kayom VeYishavlo VeYimcher Es Bechoros Al Yaakov. Since the shvua happened, therefore there's a mechira. So this is the Rush's raya. So we have the Rambam bringing a raya from Yaakov Avinu. In terms of the neder, that the neder's chal, you have the Rush bringing a raya that the shvua, but he holds, look at the pasuk, he makes the shvua, vayim kares b'charas al Yaakov. So the mechira's chal, that's the connection of the pasuk. That why do you need a shvua? Why do I need a shvua for? I need a shvua because ein er makad davar shelo bali olam, or ein er makdish. Demis is, there's an unbelievable, and this is dangerous. There's another way to understand it, because there's another possibility, because if you look at the end of the pasuk, it says, Vayivez Esav es HaBechor. The Torah is made Edis, that maybe the reason why the Kinyan happened was is if we go with the same Svara, that there's a lack of Gemiras Das. Or there's, so a lack of Gemiras Das is something that I'm passive about. I don't feel one way strongly or another. But the mice is, if I vayivez es habachayra, I hate it, I despise it, then for me to walk in afterwards and say, it's a davar shelo bali olam, I didn't understand. The mice is, that's something that works on a shava b'shava. But if it's vayivez es habachayra, could very well be that that's the reason why Esav's mechira worked. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, wrote that you learn out from the story of Mechiras HaBechorah, which might be a little bit different, that you're allowed to do harama to ganva mitzvah from a rasha. It's a big chiddush. So then maybe you're already getting into, I should say ganva, the wrong word. You're allowed to use harama in order to buy, meaning you don't have to sell, you don't have to buy a mitzvah from a rasha at fair market value. If there's a Rush who's got tefillin that's sitting around and he's being mavaza them, So the minute you go over to him, he's saying, I can save the tefillin, not or the Sefer Torah. I don't have to pay him $20,000. I go, come on, it's an old book. Look, what is it worth? 50, I'll give you 50 bucks and call it a day. So he's saying, why? So if you see that, then you see that it doesn't, according to him, there's no raya that it goes by the regular kinyanim. There doesn't have to be true gemir stas. There can be, oh no, the person can actually be scammed to some extent. So you have no raya that his raya is gone. But it's interesting, it was brought down, the sheet that the Rivash brought this Truvas Harosh that talks about that with the Shvua, the Kinyan's Chal. He quotes the Rosh, and then he writes, and this is interesting in how the Truvas work. He said that the Truva exists, but it's not signed. Since the Truva exists and it's not signed, I'm not Soymech on the Truva. It was a different level of communication. He says the Truva is quoted B'Shem the Rosh, and B'Shem the Rosh's son, but if the Truva is not signed, it's unacceptable. And therefore, the Rivash Paschal is not like that Truva. It happens to be the Rosh's Perish Al Chumash does say that Svar. So the Lamais is, but it's interesting the dynamics. I remember there's a there's a Truva from the Avkus Reichel. Like once we're talking about Maisuk Sofim, as to what can be deducted or what cannot be deducted from one's expenses prior to calculating off Maisuk Sofim. So the Chuvas Avkus Reichel, the Mechaber, has a very, very lenient position in which the Knesset HaGedolah says that they didn't know who wrote the Chuva. They found the Chuvas amongst the Chuvas of the Avkus Reichel, and they weren't sure whether it was coming on the inward bound or the outward bound. They didn't know who it was. And he says, since it's signed, we're not Simech on it. Similar concept. You had to determine who was the author. Maybe, very possibly, they weren't even writing, they were dictating it. However it is, lacking signature, you got to put your stempel on it at the end. But we have now, just for our purposes right now, we have a seemingly machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. I'll tell you a major chilek in halacha. The Moshe was asked the shayla. Person decides that they want to have an estate. And they say, you know what? La'achra Moshe, after my death, I want my insurance policy to go ahead and be given the tzedakah. He writes, or perhaps you can debate. He says, I want my entire retirement package. I want the retirement package to be given Litztaka. So the Ramah says, the Ramah at first glance goes like the Shita of the Rambam, not like the Rosh. The Ramah holds that it's Midin Neder. So the Ramah writes in Reish Tes, now that he passed away, he's not Chayv in the Dharm. If the whole reason why it works is a person can't be Machdash Davashal B'Olam. A person can't be Machdash Davashal B'Olam. But when he's dead, he's chofshi min ha-mitzvahs. So if it's working like the mechanics of the Rosh, that through neder or shvua, the mitzvahs chal, so then the kinyan happened already. It's just we needed to bali olam to actually divvy out the cash. Basically, the estate, the stock already owns it. If you hold like Shitas HaRambam, that no, it's just the neder's chal, then halachically speaking, there's going to be a big chilek. The emes is, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, and it's interesting how when children deal with estates, they have to be careful. According to the Truvas HaRambam, at first glance, the Rambam would say, doesn't make a chilek. Because the Rambam, listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hoyel v'adover kein, in tziva adem kishu shchiv meira, he says, everything that's going to come out of this tree should be given to Aniyim. Or anything that, all the profits of my company afterwards, I want to go to the charity, should go to Aniyim. On that, the Kesef Mishnah asks, it's a Davar Shel Bali Olam. The Kesef Mishnah says, since the kids heard the father say it, and didn't make a macha and say, Pa, don't we get something? Said in Memela, he says, V'heim shamu v'shasku sabr v'kibul. V'avileik ilu nidro heim ba'atzman. So we're making a chilek and saying, well, he passed away, he's patur min ha-mitzvahs. He's patur min ha-mitzvahs, so he can't be mechayev afterwards. The Kesef Mishnah, the Machaber, says keeping quiet indicates an acceptance of that shvuah. Now you're chayev in the shvuah. So Remela granted the father's patur min ha-mitzvahs, but the kids are chayev. If the kids are chayev in ha-mitzvahs, so in Remela they're going to have to do it as their own chiv neder. This is the Chayv of the Kesef Mishnah.
Does it make a difference what the father said if he was a
Shechit Mara? So Ramesha, fascinating. Ramesha in the Tshuvas says, I don't learn the Rambam like the Kesef Mishnah, because he asks your Kasha. He says, Chad, so why is it only in Shechit Mara? So that Ramesha says, I can answer for the Mechaber. He says, the Machaber is telling you the most unbelievable Chiddush. He says, really the emes is, the kid should be able to tie in and say, listen, I don't want to argue with them. The mice, I have a cup in my head, why do I got to argue with them? You know what? Let them say everything they want. And afterwards, as long as it ain't written in the will, so and I know I'm going to be the trustee, and I have to decide, if it's in the will, I'll fight with it. But they don't put it into the will, Let him say whatever he wants, and I'll use whatever I want. Who said that they were shasak, they were maskin? And he says, the bigger chiddush is, he's a shchiv mera. Of course I didn't argue with him. He's on his deathbed. I'm going to start getting into an argument with him on his death. I'm not taking any shvuah at all. Avad, that's what he wants. So Mela, that's what the shchiv mera wants. But I don't care for that. So Rav Moshe said, Ramesha asks your question. He says, if that's the case, why is the Dafka Shchiv Meira? And that he's saying the Mechaber has to learn that it's exclusively, it's not only Shchiv Meira, it's also Shchiv Meira. The Chiddush is that it blibes a Shvuah on the individual, it blibes a Shvuah on the kids, simply because, even though he's a Shchiv Meira, and we have even more Raglayim Ledover to say that they weren't masking. The bottom line is, they kept quiet. The Shavuos Chal. That's the way Ramesha learns it in the Mechaber. But Ramesha himself learns that that's not the mechanics. That under this circumstance, he learns it like you do. Because the problem is, listen to the Lashon Rambam. He says, O kol schar habay ze yel aniyim, zachu bahen aniyim. The Lashon Rambam is the Lashon Rambam that the Neder's Chal, or that the aniyim are zoichim. The lashon of the Rambam is zochu ben aniyim. Not that it will be a neder. So the pasha of the Rambam has to be that the Rambam is learning, like you said, that this is what Ramesha points out. The pasha of the Rambam is the Rambam is learning not mikoyach the fact that the neder is chal. Ramesha says we have no raya that the neder is chal. The pasha of the Rambam is that it's a din in shchiv mera. That if a person's on his deathbed, so Shchiv Mera can make kinyanim. So we were machadish that Shchiv Mera in his deathbed can turn around and say, I want to divvy up these items this way, even though it's a davar shelo bali oilam. It's another one of the takanah Shchiv Mera that a Shchiv Mera can give it out. Therefore, Rav Moshe in the end said that he said if a person writes his policy away, leaves secular law, obviously if a person goes into his policy and changes them over as the beneficiaries of the policy, they're cooked. But let's say he calls up and he's being neither these type of things, it still constitutes a davar shelo bali oilam. And Rav Moshe holds clearly according to the Rambam, which we follow after the Psak of the Rambam, as opposed to the Shitas HaRosh, he says the tzedakah does not have a schus to be able to. Now, mitzvah kaim divrei ameis, would it be the right thing? I'm not telling you what would be the right thing to do. Rav Moshe says, Avad, there would be a swar to say this is what the Zaken wants, but technically, can they go to Beis Din and demand that Rav Moshe holds not? Because the father's not mechuyev in the neder anymore, and the kids aren't mechuyev. The basically disagrees with that Kesef Mishnah's pshat, that being quiet automatically indicates a maskim. Now, Avad, the truth is, Rav Moshe argues on twofold. Because there's a machlekes rishonim we say beficha zutztaka. Legabe karbonis, karbonis is chal b'machshava. So machlokes is rishonim as to whether it's chal b'machshava tztaka. This is lachar tztaka, beficha zutztaka. So mainly, even though they didn't verbalize it, even though that might have been the kavana, Rav Moshe says, they didn't verbalize it. And then in this case, you have to say, well, this is more than kavana. This is shtika kol da'adamya. That basically, I'm sitting there, the deeper is there, so it creates a higher level. It's more, it becomes beficha as opposed to purely b'machshava. But that was Rav Moshe in the end. That was the svar of the Rav Moshe. Now this gedder, that, all right, so back to baby Mary M. So that was her argument, that there was no Kamiras Das. The Night of Behuda is Chaylik. The Night of Behuda learns that that's not Pshat in Dover Shalom Bali Yoylem. He learns Pshat in Dover Shalom Bali Yoylem is that you can't. It's a mechanical thing. You can't be Machnit. So at first glance, you would say that's really the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush, who's saying a Shvuah will work and create the Kinyan, is either going like the Noida Behuda, or the Rush himself, that it's either Smichas Das, that it's almost like an Asmachta, that the Rishonim is either Smichas Das, that you don't fully realize that it's going to happen, or you're not Goymer Makni, you can't make a full Kinyan. The Noida Behuda clearly holds that that's not the Pshat. It has nothing to do with Gemiras Das, or lack of Gemiras Das, it's a mechanical problem. So then, according to the Noida Behuda, we understand the Rambam. You can take a Shvua from here until tomorrow. The Rivash, we understand all these Svaras play no role. And we find many Svaras that are advanced by the Rishonim. There's a Rashba that says, if I say Beferish, that I want to be mocking it, even though it's a Dovashol Boli Olam, he holds that the Kinyan works. Obviously, the Rashba is going with that line of a school of thought, that it's a Chisaron in Gemiras Das. The Goyin is Chaylik on that. And it says, saying Beferish doesn't do you any good, because the bottom line is it's not a Dover Bali Olam. So we see these different schools of thought. In Nogeya Asugya, and we have to come up with a Hezber to it. Nogeya Asugya, the Ksois brings down a Chilek. He says like this. That we say a person can or cannot be Makdish a Dover Shol Bali Olam is only Kedusha's Domin. But Kedushas HaGuf, he can. That Kedushas HaGuf, it's a Ksois is quoting actually a Beis Yosef in Yoredeya and a Kesef Mishnah. To be Mazbar Rambam. They say Kedushas HaGuf, you can be Makdash Adavah Shol Bali Olam. Kedushas Domim, you can't. The what? So what's the Chilek? Oh, so if I say I'm going to be makdish this as an ola, and it's not here yet, so a person can be makdish something as an ola, even though it's not a davar shel, even though it's a davar shel bali olam. An uber, if we hold an uber is not considered bali olam, and you have a cow sitting in front of you, and you say this cow's uber is going to be a ola. So if you're giving a kedushas haguf, then a person can be makdish davar shel bali olam. Avad the chilek is like you're saying though. What nafkamin is it? It only gets its Kedusha when it's Bali Olam. But the Chilek is, can I be Chayzer in between? So, can I be Chayzer? So, we find in our Sugya that the Chacham gave a special Koyach to Kedusha's Aguf. We said Kedusha's Aguf is Mafkimi De Shibud. That in our Sugya, we see that the Chacham allowed Kedusha's Aguf to have a higher din than Kedusha's Domim. That I'm mocked, which the Pasha of the Sugya over here is not like that. Because the Gemara goes and says, come on. It says, Lav Kerem Meir. The Emes says, why didn't it be Mechal between Kedusha Aguf and Kedusha's Domin? But the Lamais is, that is the Shita Samachaber. The Shita Samachaber is Kedusha's Domin, something that is Kedusha's Aguf, which it could be that I think it's really Chilek. It's Choluk in the following. When you're Machdash Le Domin, the Hekdash that you're doing is a Kinyan Momin. That's a Mekinyan Momin. You're being Makdash Domin. Because there's no Kedusha Chal on it. You're creating a Hischaivis. Hischaivis Momin. So Hischaivis Momin goes by its own set of rules. Therefore, it's not Mafkimi De Shibud. Therefore, it has a Dov Shol Bali Olam. It has many of these things. But Kedusha Seguf, you're being Makdash. Which is not in it. And therefore, it well, there's a shibud against it. It's not yours. No, it's mafkia midei shibud. Kedushas haguf has a different level. And the kedushas haguf can be chal even on a davar shel bal yoilim. That's their sheet. And the lagabe asugya, you'll have to learn the sugya is dealing with only kedushas dam. The lamais is in reference to the ein lamedim min hagadat. You have to see how you deal with it, how you incorporate it, is because we're having these two basic besikim. We came with the two basic drachim. Either you learn out from Bechairah. Bechairah, the Rosh is learning that proves you a raya that shvua can be mafkia midei shibud. Or you learn out from Yaakov Avinu that you can be mechayev in a neder. Now back to our earlier thing that we spoke, that this sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, which is Nogeya, that you see that you can be mechayev yourself, even though all parties involved know it's not true. Unfortunately, B'didi, I was involved in an interesting shaila, which are along these lines. And halacha l'maisa, how you deal with it, it was also an estate situation, that unfortunately, the parents and the son got into a fight. The parents, for tax purposes, had conveyed a significant amount of cash into an LLC that the kids were partners on. But the parents controlled the LLC. So biksav, it all belonged to the kids. The parents were paying the tax ramifications on it. Came the end of the year, the parents would write out a check, the LLC created this amount of tax ramification, they would pay for it. Out of the, whatever it may be, it was clearly controlled by the parents, but in Dina de Malchus Dina, was clearly owned by the kids. So then, Meiza Tamshira was a machlekes between parent and child, and the child sued the parent, or basically just collected their chelek of the LLC, and the parent said, that's not what happened here. You can read all the shtaris you want. The idea brewer, that's not what happened. There was no conveyance of property. So Rebelsky Paskin, in theory, but not Lamaisa, which means they went to the parent side went to Rebelsky and said, do we have a taina? So he said, we have a taina. He says, but you're going to go, it's going to be a long drawn out thing. You have to decide whether or not you want your laundry, because it's not going to be simple. Why did he say he had a taina? His taina, he said it like this. The Chazon Ish has an interesting tshuva in reference to the Het HaMechir in Eretz Yisrael. One of the issues that the Chazon Ish had with the Het HaMechir in Eretz Yisrael is all parties know there's no sale going on. If it was not during the seventh year, he said, if a yid went and sold Gantz Eretz Yisrael to the Goyim, he'd be thrown out. You know, it's a little bit backwards. You know, it's without the people who are the Mizrahi are the one who's selling the land to Eretz Yisrael. If it was any other time, they'd say, you're out of your mind. We're not selling our land. So therefore, that was the Chazon Ish's Ikotayin. He says, all parties concerned know that it's not. Without getting into the whole Shaila about it, I think the Rashiva spoke numerous times about the Het HaMechir on Pesach, the Het HaMechir on Pesach. There was an interesting, it was Nogeya, I'll tell you that in a minute. So basically, his Birkat HaTayin is, all parties know that it wasn't a sale, it's not a sale. So he says, if all parties know that this was not conveyed to that, everybody knows, you can write whatever you want on the document, the documents versus what's being spoken, it's just not the case. My brother-in-law is fascinating, he's involved, and he's playing. My brother-in-law was asked, he works for a law firm called Dewey Ballantyne. Dewey Ballantyne was engaged by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia because they have something that's very similar to our, heteriska. They have a similar to a heteriska. The problem was, based on the heteriska, the way it was described, what happened in the heteriska, there would be tax ramifications X. Based on what really happened, the tax ramifications were Y. So the U.S. government pulled out the heteriska and said, you're doing this. This is what you're doing. It's a sale, it's a this, it's a that, it's a that. Based on what you're writing in your heteriska, you're going to be, there's a huge amount of tax ramifications. And so The crown prince says the problem is on one hand, he's having his attorney stand up and say, it's all a haram, it's all a fake, and saying, this isn't true, don't tax me for tax liability. On the other hand, he has to go back to the more right-wing in Saudi Arabia and say, listen, guys, the lawyer doesn't know what he's talking about. Of course I meant it. You know, he's balancing two worlds, his tax liability in the United States versus his... It's a fascinating thing, which the Chassam Sofer had a similar case. The Chassam Sofer, somebody was malshin to the government and said, listen, guys, the Jews, they sell X amount of material before Pesach, and they buy it back. There should be transfer taxes. What do you mean? There should be sales tax. There should be major ramifications. So the person went and argued in front of the government that it's a religious sale. It has absolutely no bearing. It is not a real sale. It's just a formality. And the sultan decided, yeah, Taka, right. There's no sale going on here. So then he wrote the truth of the Chassam Sofer. I argued so good in front of the sultan. How do I do that at the Mechira the next time? This is his back and forth. So the Chassam Sofer writes very similar to this Tosfos, which is seemingly not like what we're saying for the belts. He says, listen. He says, read the documents. If the documents say there is a sale, and the bottom line is, in theory, if both parties decided to enforce the documents, the sale would work. The fact that the government says, you know what, that they're looking at us as a religious act and are waiving the taxes, he says, it's irrelevant. Technically, it's a sale. That's along the lines of Chassam Sofer is working. Rebelsi was saying, and that would be the similar thing like Gabi the Het the Mechira. If it works, it works. Both parties are maskim not to avail themselves of all the rights that are conveyed by this shtar. Does it make a difference? The lemaise is, that seems to be part of our argument. But this chiddush, the Tosfos is an unbelievable chiddush that if I know that I'm lying, Tosfos is much more than what we're saying from this shaila. Because there, the pshat is, we're both right in the Chassam Sofer. We're both right in the shtar. We're both maskim to everything in the shtar. We just don't want to invoke it in reference to the relevance of taxes and so on and so forth. But here, the lemais is the chassan sitting down, and he knows he doesn't have it. So I can tell you, Rav Schwab, and I saw it by Rav Schwab, and I saw it also by the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Schwab sat down with every chassan, and he says, read through the ksuba, and he says, do you know you're chayiv in each and every one of these things? And he says, you know, your wife may temporarily be meichel that you have to do X, Y, and Z. He says, but recognize that you're chayiv, and she is temporarily being meichel. But she has a right to change her mind at any point in time, and you're a chray to do all these things. This is what you're chayiv to. It's not like, you know, chas from lahavdu, it would almost be like the conservative look at us. Oh, you know what, that's some archaic religious thing that you have to sign a ksuba. It has no relevance to us nowadays, the idea of me having to do sher ksus v'ayna. That has nothing to do with nowadays. I'll sign it just to be able to do the religious ceremony. Chas v'sholom. It's not a religious ceremony. It's a shtar that a person meshubed. If somebody is temporarily being meichel, that's fine. They have a right. They have a right to temporarily be meichel. But to come along and say that the tnoyim of the shtar are not chal. Father, the tnoim of the shtar are chal. It's a dover shalom b'ali olam. So in that, Tosfos is saying, doesn't make a difference to the b'ali olam. You are b'olam. You as the gavra, not the shver, not your father, not the grandparents. You as the gavra chayiv. You might need help to be able to get to it, but it's chayiv. But b'etzim l'gabi asugya, we just have to realize that there's two different drachim, basic drachim, as to dover shalom b'ali olam. Either Davar Shalom Bali Olam is, as we said, a lack of Gemiras Das, or a lack of Samcha Das, and then we'll find that the Rishonim will make exceptions to it. B'makom, there is a Smichas Das, where B'makom, there's a Shvua, a Neder, or something of that sort. On the other side of the Derech is there are many Rishonim that hold that one mechanically cannot do it. Now, just interesting, in reference to Smichas Das, I'll tell you, I'm the Rav of Shul now, as opposed to the president. So when I was the president, I wanted to come up with the Svara, but the Maya says I wasn't the Rav of the Shul, so I couldn't paskin it. But now my Shul, I tell you, but it never worked. I'll tell you like this. There's a fascinating Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham talks about auctions, when you bid Aliyahs. So you're bidding Aliyahs, so there's two things going on there. Two questions. When the person says $250, did he Geimer believe all to buy it, to give that money? Or was he not Geimer? I'll explain to you why I mean. It's Mekach HaMemker. You think about it. Mekach HaMemker is also on Shabbos Kodesh. We go ahead, come the Yom Neroim, come Yom Tovim, we stand up there and do Mekach HaMemker. We go and sell things. The Ma'isa Mekach HaMemker is also. So the Magen Avraham says, Be'emes is everybody bidding gives all everything they bid. It's just their menadev litztaka, and whoever's menadev, the highest number, that's the one who gets the aliyah. But everybody up until there is chayiv. I figured, either I announce that before or after the auctions. If I announce it before the auction, I'll get no money. If I announce it afterwards, so I did, I got up. Then afterwards I had to be minded that he's a das yochid. But the Lamai says, it's an interesting chab. What he's basically saying is, twofold. A, how do I solve the problem of Mekach HaMemker? So the way he's saying it is, B'emes is, that you can go ahead and cheshbonish al mitzvah, you can make kinyan al mitzvah mitzvah. So I'm making the kinyan, but how am I allowed to buy it, auction it? So he yelled, it's not a purchase. Everybody up until then. Or simply, here you have the different part, which I asked this to the Roshiva a number of times. Does that mean, according to the Rishonim, that when you think about something and it flies through your mind and out of your mind, at what point in time are you chayiv? That we say that there's a concept that a person's chayiv with Gemira's Das. What is called Gemira's Das? The Rishiva gets up and he eloquently speaks and he convinces all of us that, you know what, we all have to, Gan Ezra, and he spoke for Tom, whatever it was, and you're sitting there, and the lamais is, you decided, I'm not going away for Pesach anymore, no winter vacation, everything, I'm writing off my entire thing. It went through your mind, you decided, and we're learning the Durham. I have a brother-in-law, who's that same attorney, so he was flying, and they announced overhead that they were going, that they had a problem with the landing gear. So the problem with the landing gear, and they asked everybody to take crash positions. So he had his head between his legs. He was holding it like this with a pit. He said, as far as I was concerned, at that point in time, he graduated third in his class in Columbia. He's a Columbia lawyer, a very smart person, big Talmud Chacham. So he said, you know what, I'm going to finish this, that. He had made every promise in the world as he's landing. And he comes, and he said, Ari, I would have been... What happened was, they land, Baruch Hashem, he's seeing all the lights, the fire trucks, the cops, everything else, his entire life, he lands perfectly fine. They said, whatever it was, the landing gear, it held. He said, Ari, I didn't make it to the gate until I chazered over all of Nedarim, in which that was a Nidre Einsen, it was a Nidre this. Before, I didn't even have to be shayl on my nether. He goes, it was pashut, it was all gone. Because it was a Mekach Tais. He goes, I was mata that nether before. Why? Because there was no Gemiras Das. I wasn't Gemiras Das. And we had the Lamaise is, when is it Gemiras Das? So the Rashiva said, Gemiras Das requires that you're machlit. That you really have decided that you're not going to change your mind. When you've decided that you're not going to change your mind, that's when it's considered Gemiras Das. But if a person goes, oh, you know, I'm going to give $100. It has to be that you're going to give $100 and you've decided that that really is your decision. Not that you've been inspired. So therefore, he says, that's called Gemiras Das. And that what? No, he said never. Basically, he's saying is, no, if in my mind, my intention was never to change my mind. In other words, I put into my mind, I said, listen, you know, I'm going to do it. That's what I plan on doing. And I don't really plan on checking. I plan on going tomorrow, writing a check, and giving it. If you've been Geimer Das, that's what Gemiras Das means, he's saying. Gemiras Das means, as far as you're concerned, you've been Geimer your Das. You've completed it. You're not debating it afterwards. What? Right, so under those circumstances, there's really no Gemiras Das. Well, the Chiddush, according to the Magen Avraham, I've been Geimer Das to give this money because I can't be buying it. So then it keeps on going up higher. The what? So he's saying, in Achanami, the Pashas is not like the Magen Avraham, and we're allowed Mekach HaMemker L'tzorach Mitzvah, that was the time why it was Mutter, and that's why people, I don't think anybody's naig to mamish give. It would be, the emphasis is, it would be a milsa de chasidus avada. You're going ahead, and on the yom neron, you're willing to give X amount of money. Suddenly you don't get the aliyah, not willing to give that money. It doesn't exactly really, the emphasis is, it would be the right thing. It would be the appropriate thing that if a person does avada, a person should. But to be machayev, we do not, I don't believe the prevalent minig is to go ahead and be machayev everybody that auctioned until then, because there really is, as we're basically saying, there's a lack of gemiras das, and that plays into the whole shaila of in reference to asmachta lokanya, as to whether or not what level of gemiras das is necessary in order to facilitate a kinyan. And Achanami, that's the pshat in the rush. The pshat in the rush is that once you take a shvua, you've established definitively that you've decided it's a gemiras das. It's a higher level. It creates a higher level of smichas das.